June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. It's hour number 4 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Sean Shapiro, currently writing for D Magazine and Substack. I'm sorry, I had Dallas Stars in the brain, but he's going to join us here in just a moment as the Stars made the big decision Friday with breaking news that they were moving on from Coach DeBoer. How'd y'all's weekend go with that? It seemed like frustration was high with Stars fans. A great debate was raging on social and, you know, on the fan throughout the day. Both Sean and RJ and KNC had great segments about it.
It was like, where do they go from here? I think the big thing was the Jason Robertson trade just got the people all riled up. And you start talking trades with some of these Stars players, the fan base, when you have an emotional connection, they're going to lose their mind a little bit. And I understand it, but the Stars have to do something different. I mean, we got game 3 of the Stanley Cup final tonight. You look at the way Edmonton and Florida are playing, and as much as I love the Stars, and I think the Stars, they're clearly one of the best teams in the NHL. You don't make it by accident to 3 straight conference finals, but I don't think they'd have stood a chance against Florida with just how physical and nasty that team is. And Edmonton obviously was better. So they've got to figure out, okay, what do we need to do to get over the hump here?
Yeah, you know, I think so, and maybe changing a coach is what Jim Nill thinks had to happen. It is very interesting that they both kind of gave him a vote of confidence, and that upon further review, he was done for. What do you think about the players having this much influence? You know, if it was players versus coach, that might be Jim Nill's weak spot, if you ask me. I don't know. Maybe you have to choose players. Maybe that's across the board that you have to choose players, and they need to find a player-friendly coach that can allow them to play free and easy. Maybe that's the philosophy there, but I would be really worried right now if I'm coming into this job that the players kind of think we can go to gym. If we don't like coach, we really don't have to listen. Isn't that what happens with the Jones boys over there with the Cowboys?
Yeah. I mean, that is a little bit touchy. I do think it's obviously always easier to just throw the coach out and keep the players, especially when you're Jim Nill and you take some pride in the players that are on that roster because you have handpicked them to be there. And if it's just one random player, especially at a more random position than goaltender, then maybe you could just do hey, we'll move on from this guy. But when you get it sort of in the masses, and it's also with a guy that's really, you know, he's not expendable in Jake Oettinger, and that's where this thing all started. So I just think it's always much easier to just throw the coach out. And especially when it comes to a guy like DeBoer, you've seen teams move on from him and then go get it done.
All righty, is Sean Shapiro ready to join us here in the G-Bag Nation? 105.3 The Fan. You can catch his stuff, D Magazine, and his Substack called Snapshots. Sean Shapiro joins us now here.
He's in the building.
And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm good. I'm surprised we're talking about, semi-surprised we're talking about a coaching change on before game, a couple hours before game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final, watching on TV tonight, but I'm here, and I'm happy to be talking with you.
Okay, yeah, and we're happy to have you. It's been an incredible debate here over the last 4 days now, I guess, since this news happened. From your understanding, what was it that drove the decision?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those where there's a lot of kind of factors that built into it, where maybe if you're being critical and if you're Tom Gilardi and Jim Nill and you're thinking about your coach and you look at flaws here and there, you find them, right? You're always going to find them. And you got a guy who his shelf life with NHL teams has typically been about three and a half seasons. Now, basically the final water breaking for Pete DeBoer on all of this was, it's not necessarily the decision to pull Jake Oettinger from that game, and we can debate the merits of that one way or the other. It was really what happened with the aftermath, where, and I'm not even talking about the press conference afterwards, after the game, game five itself. It's the DeBoer pulls Jake Oettinger, publicly embarrasses him, and that's fine. He's an athlete. Athletes have to deal with that. But then he doesn't take the time to connect with his goalie, who has much better job security than he does, obviously, before even meeting with assembled media on Saturday. Pete was open at the time when during exit interviews saying, oh, I haven't had the time to talk to Jake. And that's a pretty big red flag, especially. And I talked to a bunch of NHL goalie coaches about it, where it's okay to pull the guy. You can pull the guy and own that decision, but you got to at least take the time to talk to him before you go and meet the media a second time and talk about how he let you down and everything like that. And when you do that, when you go and take your shot at Jake Oettinger, and Jake Oettinger wasn't the guy pushing for Pete DeBoer to be out at all, from my understanding of this, but there's a lot of Jake is well-liked in that room. He's the guy who connects a lot of that team. He's the one of the few guys that connects the clicks on the team. Every team has clicks. He's the guy who, when the Stars finish contingent goes on the road and they're looking for saunas, Jake helps them find saunas. Jake's the one who, he's a member at Merido and he brings guys to golf together as a team. He's really the party player of the team in addition to being the goalie. And if you're going to take your shot at that guy and you're going to rip him down a bit, all of his friends are going to kind of all of a sudden find their grievances with you in exit interviews. And that's where a lot of the discontent came and all of the issues just kind of all bubbled up in the exit interviews with Jim Nill. And that's what led to the coaching change. And now we're looking at a team with three straight Western Conference finals trips ready to change a coach. And it's a wild turn of events, honestly.
So where do you think they go in terms of this search? Neil Graham seems like that's a top name for an internal candidate, but doesn't have the NHL experience as a head coach. You've got Nasruddin, who's an assistant that has been there, done that. I don't know. Where do you think Jim Nill is kind of looking to try and get this team over that hurdle?
Yeah, I think one of the things we've heard is the Stars don't want to go with the quote unquote retread. Now, the great thing when you say something like that is a retread, and you can apply that definition to anything. So does that mean zero NHL experience, or you don't want to go with one of those guys who's coached a ton of NHL games and is an older guy? I definitely get more of the feel where Jim Nill is looking at someone kind of in that camp where they have had NHL experience, or at least head coaching experience at the AHL level, and might be a little bit on the younger side for how coaches are, because the Stars have had so much turnover, and maybe you're looking for someone to kind of step up and you can trust to kind of grow into this role a little bit. A little bit risky, obviously, with a team with the high expectations they have. But I know Jim, like, one of the greatest faults, and it's not even one of the probably regrets for what happened during Jim Nill's time in Dallas, is Jim Nill loved the Jim Montgomery hire. He thought the Jim Montgomery hire was the right hire. It was a guy, a college coach coming in, someone who hadn't been a proven NHL coach before. And Jim Montgomery, by all accounts, is a really good NHL coach, but unfortunately had the active unprofessional conduct off the ice that led to his departure. And now we've seen Jim Montgomery go win a Jack Adams in Boston as the coach of the year, help the Boston Bruins, a St. Louis Blues team get much farther. So I look at this where it's a lot of Jim Nill going a little bit back to that playbook when he made the Montgomery hire. Who's that guy who he thinks is the next good NHL head coach who hasn't gotten the opportunity yet? I think Neil Graham. Oh, continue. Sorry.
No, go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, just you mentioned Neil Graham, and Neil is a good young coach. He's also, I wonder if he's similar to Spencer Carberry, who just won the Coach of the Year with the Capitals, where he needs a year or two as an assistant on an NHL bench before he's a true head coaching candidate.
Sean, what about with the Finnish roster you have, what about Jari Lehtinen? who's works with the Finnish national team. Any, is that kind of a wild card, or could there be a European coach that we're not thinking about?
Yeah, it's now the Jiří has done it. Jiří is more of the management type. You know, he works. He's the GM of Team Finland, and so he's not really. If he was going to come over to, if he was going to come over to North America, it would probably be more in a management role than a coaching role when it comes okay. to Jiří. Now, if you want to name that is a European name, albeit not Finnish, that some that will get Stars fans buzzing to talk about is the question is, do you give Sergei Zubov a call? He's got some pretty good KHL coaching experience, and he hasn't coached in the NHL like that. But Sergei Zubov has some ties to this franchise. If you're looking at kind of a coach that's coached Finland, and I'm going to butcher the name, or Finnish friends will be mad at me, but it's the Jukka Jalonen has been the coach of the Finnish national team and is well respected. So there's definitely kind of options there. Now the top European coach with European history was actually just hired by Boston about 4 or 5 days ago when Marco Sturm was hired by Boston. So I think you could look there. The one name that I heard the other day that has been intriguing and could definitely, and not European, but was Manny Malhotra, who's got a guy who played for the Stars, and now he's not European at all, but he played for the Stars in the early 2000s and has about 6 to 7 years as an NHL assistant coach. And his AHL team just happened to beat the Texas Stars in the conference final down in the AHL. So that's another name that, like, I was told to kind of keep an eye on when it comes to Malhotra right now. So it's Jim said it'd be a wide open search. I'm really fascinated to see how wide open he's serious about that, because is that just boilerplate, or is that do they actually have a guy that they really circled in and haven't told us about?
Sean Shapiro with us here on The Fan. So with the players kind of rallying around Otter, yep. Did they have maybe too much say in this decision to get rid of Pete, or was the writing kind of already on the wall?
I don't know if the players having too much say is a great debate, because I don't know if that's just a Dallas Stars thing. I think that's a little bit more of a modern athlete thing almost now, where we have players being a player's coach is almost a necessity for coaches in lots of things, it seems like. But the one thing that I do know that the Stars heavily thought about was they did want to avoid what happened with the end of Lindy Ruff's tenure in Dallas. Lindy Ruff went into the final year of his, so the Stars had the best record in the Western Conference. They lose in that series in 7 games to the St. Louis Blues. And Jim Nillen, Lindy Ruff, and Tom Gilardi couldn't come to a contract extension. So Lindy Ruff goes into year 4 of that deal as a lame duck head coach. Injuries kind of happen early in camp and everything like that. And the season just spirals out of control. And Lynn at the end of the year, Lindy walks away as his contract expires. I think this was kind of, there was a little bit of that past worry of the Stars, based off what had happened, they definitely were no longer interested in the contract extension talks with Pete DeBoer. Now that's something that probably before the playoffs started, they would have been interested in that conversation. And so I think there was a little bit of the kind of past history example here of, if we don't think Pete DeBoer is the guy for a contract extension, that means we don't trust him to be here past year 4. Do we really want to go into kind of a, not a reload or a revamp, whatever you call it when you kind of move your windows around, right? Do we really want to go into a coach who doesn't have any plans of being here past year and we don't even know if we want the guy? And so I think it was a little bit more of that where, that's in the back of Jim Nill's mind. He's like, I can't have a lost year where if things go poorly in October or November that my coaching staff bails on me and then I've got a lost season. So I think that was part of it, where it's going to be is whoever's going to take over has such a huge bar to clear. But yeah. I think Jim's kind of trying to look into his own history there with what happened with Lindy Ruff.
It just, Sean, it seems so strange that ownership came out and said, hey, I don't want to be involved with a coaching change. And then,
yeah.
And then Jim Neal says to, you know, you guys that, hey, listen, I'm okay with him making the change. Do you think it's something that Pete said to them that they just couldn't stomach anymore? That, or, you know, I kind of feel like he fired himself. You know, he maybe walked in there and he wasn't, maybe he said, listen, maybe I'm not the man for the job anymore. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and he probably felt like, I lost the room. You know, I lost the room. I lost the guys. You probably need to make a change here. And if you make a change, I get paid for my last year. I mean, he's probably not saying all this, but he's thinking about it, right? He's thinking about it.
Yeah, you know? And I don't know if he fired himself, and I don't know if that's the case, but him, Jim Mill was pretty open that he said that about late in the regular season. Jim, apparently Pete and Jim had a conversation where Pete said he felt like he pushed all the buttons, and when you have no more buttons left to push, I guess you start hitting the console with a bunch of hammers, and maybe that's what we saw Pete was doing. It was doing at the edge. So, yeah, it's kind of one of those where Pete is I don't think Pete would ever fire himself. He's a very proud guy.
Sure.
And but this is about, it does feel about as close to it be based off his personality and how he runs thing of, all right, well, let's, to use proper radio terminology for it, but let's F around and find out about it, I guess.
Yeah.
So
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sean. I mean, fantastic report. Tremendous job covering the team, and hopefully we can catch up soon and talk about who the new coach is and how they're going to fix this roster. Get them over the top.
Yep. Looking forward to it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. There he goes. Sean Shapiro, D Magazine, and the Substack is called Snapshots. Okay. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 5:30. All-pro corner cut. Brian knows if the Cowboys are going to go after him, and CY joined us about an hour ago. It was incredible, and we'll give you the highlights next in the nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shoot, yeah, boy. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and the Expressway is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. Yeah, G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 5:30, and then LA Live. It was an eventful morning of NFL news as the Packers have let it be known that they are going to cut their all-pro corner, Jair Alexander, only played in 7 games each the last 2 seasons. Gets hurt. Incredible player when healthy. At one point early in his career, he was in the conversation for the best corner in the game. Pretty dang good would define him for sure. And, you know, on paper, it'd be a significant
improvement for the Cowboys. You know, maybe their best corner would arrive when healthy. So that story was very interesting for me. I get into work. Brian brought us prepared to talk about it. He broke it down well in Krusty's Corner. I want to reset that here, Brian. Is there any way the Cowboys are going to go after Jair, whose market value is about half of the top?
No, I woke up this morning and kind of saw the news, and I know some people were asking me about it. And I said, well, let me see if I can run down a couple of different folks. And, you know, fortunately, some people got a hold of me and said, yeah, no, we're probably not going to do anything. But I wanted just to take a look myself and see what type of player that we were dealing with here. Yeah. And then I made a couple calls up in Green Bay, and some folks were nice enough to say, hey, listen, hey, when he plays for us, we're a good defense. When he doesn't play, we tend to be a little bit bad, but these are the things you're going to have to deal with. And
so the question is, should the Cowboys be after Alexander? Because here's an opportunity to get an elite talent at under half a market value.
Yeah.
And probably half of that would be base. You're looking at $5 million base, the rest in incentives likely for Alexander.
I think it's going to come down to the health. And that's something that it's not that they feel great about the corner situation, right? And I shouldn't say that. I think they like the guys they have. I think they're excited about the guys they have. Would this be a guy that could definitely, you know, go out there and be a starter? Sure, absolutely. He would be one of the better corners you have. But I just think that there's so much about the health and what you have to deal with, and I'm not even saying the off the field stuff. Just some strange,
just a little unprofessional. Yeah.
Quirks,
yeah,
that you have to know about when you're working with this guy. And I don't know if people are willing to always do that. Now, we've said this before about with Schottenheimer. They've already done this with George Pickens. You know, I mean, to me, if you want to get the defensive version of George Pickens, here we go.
Yeah,
you know, when you're talking about a super competitive guy, how important, but you know, has had kind of his share of, you know, questionable conversations and things like that.
Well, let me ask you this question. If they only have so much money to spend, you want to go with a different corner. I get it, right? Just get me some help at corner. But how much would tackling well as a corner be on your radar? Like, can we afford another corner, even if he covers well, that is going to leave you that exposed?
See, that's the problem I run into is that, and I really do appreciate to have this platform to be able to talk about with, you know, and matter of fact, it was a podcast that came out on YouTube, and it actually highlighted the conversation that we had about, I think it's called Cowboys Talk or something like that. It's on YouTube, and I'm sorry,
they clipped us here in the G-Bag Nation.
They clipped us, but they agreed with everything that we said about it.
Dang.
You know, and talking about it.
Well, we kind of know what we're doing. They usually clip us and rip us.
But he was, I was thinking.
Yeah, I'm going to send him a strike.
Well, I was thinking that we got clipped and then it was going to be like, oh, it's going to be a hatchet job thing. But the guy was like, this was a good conversation. And it pointed out the talk that we had about how the balls run on the edge and how the corners don't play and how the safety and the linebacker. That we talk so much about defensive tackle play. So I don't know. Here you have a guy who has a history of a shoulder problem, and he's probably, it's about self-preservation now is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's missed parts of seasons, lots of games because of his shoulder. And he's probably not interested in throwing that in there and getting hurt again.
Yeah, and that's definitely the downside, and that's not ideal. But beggars cannot be choosers at this point in the offseason. Like, you have a giant hole. This is the bed that you've made for yourself. We have questions all over the secondary. So, yeah, in a perfect world, would he be a five-tool player who's willing to go tackle and cover and play games and not be injured? You're going to have guys with flaws at this point. Does the talent outweigh the flaws? And is your need so big that you have to just go ahead and acquiesce to a player like that? Not giving him a big-time deal. You paid Trayvon Diggs. That was a huge mistake because that's the type of player that Jair Alexander sort of is. So you don't give the big money to that guy, but in June when you're desperate – sure, we'll go ahead and do that because we're running out Kyer Elam and we don't know what else at nickel.
Yeah, it's great stuff, guys. This is G-Bag Nation. Did you want to hit that real quick, Will Chuck?
No, I agree. And to me, it's like, hey, if you hit on the guy, I mean, the Cowboys love their comp picks. Let him go out there and sign a big money deal with somebody else. But I'm with you. Like, at this point, these players are available for a reason. So they're going to have some type of warts. If he's healthy, it's a big upgrade for you. I'd go ahead and make that happen.
214 says he's going to be an Eagle, or he is an Eagle.
Probably.
That would hurt, but that would be consistent with what we've seen. CY joined us. He was on about an hour ago, and he was fantastic, Brian.
By the way, just real quick, it's called Let's Talk Cowboys.
Let's Talk Cowboys.
Yeah, that's the show. Let's Talk Cowboys.
How about
yeah.
Wild Guy?
One guy.
Yeah, sub over there on Talk Cowboys, and How About Wild. I'd love to have you over on my new podcast channel there, Talking Cowboys. Had a lot of fun over the weekend actually making content for it. But CY joined us an hour ago. As I said, it was incredible as usual. He is so transparent and just he loves to hear the questions and to have an opportunity to share thoughts that fans might not be able to get. So Saturday morning, I'm hanging out and one of my buddies is bringing up they're going to trade DeGrom. And I'm like, that makes perfect sense. He's healthy. He's dominant. And if you are not in contention by the time we get to the trade deadline, that might be the best way to hit the fast forward button. Now, Brian talked about it in the opening segment that he had a source around Major League Baseball who said you wouldn't be able to get a ton for DeGrom, right? Even if you moved him and ate the salary, you're not going to be able to get elite prospects. But whatever the case, CY told us DeGrom and Eovaldi are our guys. That is the core of our starting pitching group. They're not going anywhere, Brian.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I did. I reached out to a general manager buddy of mine, and you said it perfectly, Dawson. He says nobody's going to take that much money given his injury history. And then I'm like, okay, if you eat some of the money, you get better prospects. And my guy's like, yeah, but most certainly. But you won't get the premium prospects given the injury history and the age, even if you eat most of that.
At that point, it'd just be better to keep him and cross your fingers that he's elite.
Totally.
So that's what a team in the league thinks about or how they would operate with.
And that was my criticism with the contract in the beginning. I just didn't think it was one that a lot of teams would saddle up for.
You were worried about, and I remember this vividly. And you know, you were worried about his injury history, but you've been consistent about that in all sports.
Yeah.
Whether it was. Our guy Porzingis. Yeah, you know, guys like that. It was. You've always been consistent about that.
Also, with DeGrom, he also has the no trade clause as well.
There you go.
Have to sign off.
Awesome stuff. And with that, we go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has a G-Bag today.
Yeah, at the red lights, twerking on them headlights. At the red light, twerking on them headlights. What you doing, bro? That's why you looking so confused, dog.
What are we watching, man? We watching things in L.A. right now?
Yeah, I'm watching the L.A. protests. Okay. See how it goes
down.
A human interest story, if you will.
You got your human interest.
Take your time.
There's a guy out there in a full-on Captain America costume, too, by the way.
He got the shield and everything?
He's got the shield and everything, bro.
I hope they show that guy.
Oh, God, man. All right, anyway. This is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, which you guys have been doing, you've been sending it to me, and I appreciate it. At Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter, and send all your hate mail there, too, okay? All right. Our winner and champ right here is my man Broadus.
Oh.
Yeah, the broadcast.
Trying to divert. Let's talk about L.A. and what's going on here.
Yeah. Where are you going for this, dude?
It's a broadcasting fumble my man had right here.
I'm already like a five-time guy. I'm already in the contest, right?
You had to be on fire.
Yeah. Something caught his eye while broadcasting, threw him off.
What?
Something did.
What are you doing?
On defense. Law of averages. Drew Holiday, Swiss Army knife. Let's protect the rim.
Did win a championship playing that way, didn't
I like
they?
It. Did. No, they absolutely did.
They figured it out.
They absolutely did.
That was jerks.
So why are you getting hard on it?
Well.
So why you getting hard on it?
I was gonna say something else. Tried to pivot to avoid the something else, and got worse.
Yeah,
how is that possible?
You hit black ice.
How is that? I was like, I knew,
sleep
like, I can't say this, but I pivoted and it got worse.
Yeah, that overcorrection is something else. It happens. It's a real thing.
I mean, you don't even make those kind of mistakes when you're hammered on air.
I know.
All right.
Yeah.
God gave me a margarita mix in a bottle.
If you're standing there at 9:40, you'd understood.
Yeah, I know what you mean, dog. Yeah, I was getting loose.
A guy and gal handed me a Shiner, and from that point on, it didn't stop.
I know, man. You were swimming in it by the time I got on the board. I know. Can you hear me? Hello.
He was drowning.
Hello. Am I too loud? Hello. Wish you could be out here, man. All right. Let's go right here. It's graduation season. And this guy right here thanked his sister during his graduation speech. Like, if you get up there and have a graduation speech, that means you had high grades or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cum laude?
Yeah. How do you say it, Broadus?
Cum laude?
Yeah.
It's from my wonderful sister that I've looked up to since the day I was born. There are infinite things I could thank you for. Always giving me advice, taking care of me, cheering me up, siding with me, believing in me, making me harder. Making me laugh harder than anyone has ever made me laugh.
Wow.
About that Magna Cum Laude award.
My God.
And you see why I asked him again, right? Just to make sure.
Making sure.
I just dunked on what Brian did.
Yeah, that's really. That's a smart guy that
went down that path. Yeah. Just let you know.
Smart guy, man.
Smart guy.
Real.
They don't let anybody get up there and talk.
Reading is fundamental.
Cheering me up, siding with me, believing in me, making me harder. Making me laugh hard.
Whoa.
Made the speech harder.
Oopsies.
Boy, it's sure getting hot in here. Where'd that water go? All right, what else did I have on the deck for you boys? Oh, I had that Richard Jefferson, but that's cool.
I'm sorry, dude.
No, that's beautiful. It's all gravy, baby. Might come back around on Wednesday if I'm struggling for something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Drowning! Richard Jefferson made a joke. how about this one? Joey cares, but Joey does not listen. This is a prank, and he fell for it because he just wasn't paying attention. But he cares. He cares.
I'm about to go to the emergency room.
What's wrong?
My eyes.
Your what?
My eyes.
What they doing?
When I close my case.
Oh, no. No, I'm going to go. I'm on my way home.
When I close my KC.
Oh, man. I'm on my way.
Boy, I'm playing.
DeBoer, did you call your daughter?
Joey.
Huh?
Listen to what I'm saying. I said when I close my KC.
Oh, you motherfucker. Let me sit down. Man. Who you got on the damn phone?
Ain't nobody on the phone.
But I heard some say this phone gonna be recorded or something.
I don't know what that was.
That is good.
That is something. But I feel like I could geek out like that.
Oh yeah.
Easy. Oh yeah, what's going on?
Easy.
Listening to none of the words.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll fix it.
Sure.
Tell your daughter.
She said, when I close my eyes, I can't see. He said, oh, Lord, no, we can't have that.
Bleep that noise.
Oh, Lord, we can't have that. I'm on my way home.
Yeah. As soon as I can.
Oh, Lord. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. There's a blessing out here for you. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. Luke. And Reverend Ike. I have not gotten that bag in a while. I haven't got my Reverend Ike bag in a minute. I got to get back in that Reverend Ike bag. We have a church right here where... the interpreter got lost in translation.
It's by the end of the service.
В самом конце нашего служения.
There are at least half of the people that were sitting in the crowd in the front, crying their balls out and giving their life to Jesus.
Crying their balls out.
I don't think that was it, bro.
Let's run that back.
Maybe crying their eyes out.
There are at least half of the people that were sitting in the crowd in the front, crying their balls out and giving their life to Jesus.
I surrender it all.
All of his English-speaking bros are like, man, you're the GOAT. That was incredible today.
Did you mean to do that, man? All right, that's good.
All right. Is it our champ, Broadus? Why are you getting hard on him? Is it graduation season, thanking his sister? Is it Joey cares but does not listen?
Or, we care, bro. Joey cares now. Oh, no, we can't have that. I'm on my way home.
Or is it a church interpreter lost in translation? I think that's my vote there, Chief. How about you?
Yeah.
Yeah, same here.
Lucius? Oh, shoot.
Yeah,
Lucius. Joey.
Yeah.
Wolchek?
Oof, I'm going to go Joey as well.
We're tied at two, Brian.
I'm going to vote for Broadus.
There he goes. Right on brand by a score of 2-2-1. We have a tie. And whenever there is a tie in the G-Bag of the Day, which you get every day at 5:30, we jump over to Twitter. Go to @GBagNation. Follow us all when you get there. Our handles are in the bio. And I'm creating an Insta poll right now. We'll vote this thing up. You'll decide on who the champ is. And we'll announce it towards the ends of LA Live. And speaking of LA, here he is in the Pimp Cup.
All right, let's change the channel in here to the BET red carpet. Go watch the BET Awards. All right, it is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. We're going to get into it right into the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Holler my name.
Everybody get high.
For me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name when last year I spent more money on spilled liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made. You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
This is LA Live for Monday, June 9th, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday here in LA Live. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today. And what's up to the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this station? Thank you for riding with us. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us, and we appreciate that. That is for sure.
Cheers.
We really, really do. R.I.P. to the great Sly Stone. R.I.P. to the great Sly Stone. Denton, stand up. That's your boy right there.
Really?
Born in Denton.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Sly Stone, a real genius. Go check out that doc, Sly Stone, on Hulu, I believe it is. Real genius right there, Sly Stone. I think he was like 82 years old or something like that. Made it. It went a while. He was out there on that stuff for a second, too. It had to hold him. Boy, it had to hold him. He had a hell of a story. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. We need those people, right, Eric?
Heck yeah. Yeah, we do. Especially this time of year with the storm season going down. Greystone-roofing.com. Best in the business.
Don't tell them that right there. As I get this together, I appreciate you, dog.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you. Valerie, my old lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was in traffic Friday. No, Thursday. One of these days. I can't remember because I wasn't listening like our G-Bag of the Day guy.
Wow.
But I was trying to. Anyway, she said some guy was darting in and out of traffic, just making her mad and just driving real reckless. She got up to him at the light. She was like, I got to see who this is. She said she got up to the light, and all she heard was LA Live coming out of his speakers.
Yes. Hey, good taste in radio.
Pretty awesome.
Hey, LA Live, 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Pac-Man Jones was arrested Saturday night in Kentucky. At least that's what one report says Saturday night. Another said he got out of a jail at Saturday morning. I was like, what? The reporting is awful. Reporting is awful, really, man. Authorities charged him with public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and assaulting a police officer. I want to see the body cam footage.
What happened?
Because how do you get a public intoxication from the the passenger seat? You had to really be running your mouth or something to get under that cop's.
Yeah.
You had to be doing something. He's like, you know what? You're going to jail tonight, buddy. I've had enough of you.
Yeah.
It had to be something, so I want to see that. That's the fourth arrest in 4 years for Pac-Man. You're running it, baby. I see you. Pac-Man has been booked on public intoxication 3 years in a row, by the way.
No way.
3 years in a row.
The gift that keeps giving. Patrick. That body cam should be entertaining at least.
Oh, it will be.
I mean, I have the I know my rights strong in my algo right now, and these guys who can go back and forth with the police, I think it's inspiring. Like, maybe I'd want to try that one day. But I think if you've had too much to drink and you try that, you were done.
Yeah. I've been reading Black's Law and everything. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Sovereign citizens and whatnot. They're fun to watch, especially in court. The judge has left this bitch. This is over with. You know, type of thing. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Tipping culture is out of control, correct?
Yes.
Anybody agree with me? Yes. Anybody have any examples of why tipping culture is out of control?
It's just they want to get tipped for everything.
Yeah.
It's like a drive-through tip.
I placed an order, and then, you know, they asked me to tip when I placed the order, and I'm standing at the counter, you know?
Yes.
I'm like, I mean, checking out the gas station. I'm the one, the tip?
Yeah, I'm the one that gave you the order.
And they flip it around and look at you like, all you got to do is tip and tip it on out of here.
Yeah, it's a lot too. I feel like
up to 25%.
It has invaded basic retail in a lot of ways.
Everything.
Yeah, and it kind of guilts you. Like, what would you like to tip? 10, 15, 20, or nothing? And I'm like, am I giving nothing? Am I supposed to give something?
Yeah.
You know, and it's just a couple of dollars in that situation. I'll usually hit 10 or 15%, like whatever. But when you spent $150 and like, hey, 20% on top of that,
what's the point of going here then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I caught a restaurant trying to give the 22 already. What I'm saying? They flipped it around, and it was already 22. All I had to do was sign it and go. Yeah. Like, I wasn't paying attention. They tried to get me. Like, that's got this woman right here. Pretty soon, doctors and dentists are going to be asking for tips. California woman accidentally left a $5,000 tip on CBD.
Ouch. Oh,
no. She bought some CBD pain relief gel. It was $129. The first clerk told her that the charge was, we can't reverse it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We can't reverse it.
Yep.
And then they said, well, we didn't receive the money.
Wow. Now it's lost in the cloud somewhere. Nobody's got the money. Is that what you're telling me?
But it's definitely missing out of my account. So who has this money?
I can tell you I don't have it.
She sounds like she's going to small claims court.
She's having a hard time, bro. That was the last of her bits. They took all of her bits out with that one right there. She's just a teacher.
No.
She contacted her bank, Wells Fargo, within 5 minutes of the transaction, but the bank hasn't done anything to help so far. Mm. Listen to this, ABC 7.
I'm just livid because I'm like, I'm not going to pay $5,000 for something I never intended to happen.
She left what she thought was a $5 tip.
He says, enter a tip. Well, when I did, there's no decimal point. So I'm like this on my tiptoes, and I thought, which was only 2 zeros, ended up being 3 zeros. I said, wait, I want to delete this. And he said, I don't know how to delete it. I busted out in tears. I'm a single mom. Yeah. I have two grown kids. I have one, and I've explained to them. I'm sorry. My son is graduating college next week, and I'm like, I can't even buy anything for him because I have a $5,000 outstanding. Now it's $5,500.
Wow. High interest rate, too.
Got beat up right there, bro. That's really sad. A little story in tipping culture. I'll keep up with this lady, see if she ever gets some money back or something ever goes on.
Yeah. I can't imagine. I mean, that's just an ethical wasteland to be that business owner. But as we know from Mike Bassick last year, you know, a lot of small business owners, if you fumble the bag in their presence, they're going to pretend like they never saw anything.
It's nasty work right there, bro. That's nasty work.
It is.
Nasty work. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday.
Have you ever had somebody accidentally send you money on Zelle or Venmo and they're texting you like, oh my God, that's my last $200. Can you please send it back? Could you imagine just ghosting that dude?
That's awful.
Yeah.
And they knew that was that's a mistake. $5, yep. $5,000 is what I gave you. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Run me my money.
Yeah,
probably. That's crazy.
Yeah, only person in the world that's doing that in a good conscience is Chad Johnson, who's tipping thousands of dollars on like a $100 tab. There's one outlier in the world.
Yeah, he has some IHOP and gave $1,000 to it. Yeah, you're right. Big Shaq calls cap on Will Chamberlain's claim that, what's Will Chamberlain's claim, fellas?
20,000?
Ultimate pipe layer.
Yeah.
Plumber.
Yeah, exactly.
You did have two jobs back in those times, right?
You had to have two jobs playing the NBA.
It was claimed that he slept with 20,000 women in his lifetime. Shaq was on his podcast, The Big Podcast with Shaq.
The Big Podcast.
The Big Podcast. The Big Beautiful Podcast. The Big Beautiful Podcast. Brandon Jennings was on there, and co-host Adam Lefko?
Lefko, yeah.
Okay, let's make sure I'm saying that right. Yeah, Shaq says there's no way
I can't wait for Shaq's book like Wilt Chamberlain when he lists the 10,000 women.
Nope. That's impossible.
Yeah. So hold on. What's less likely? Wilt 10,000 women or Wilt 100 points in the game?
Because first of all, he didn't have no cell phone. So how do you meet 20 men, women a day? You show up? If he would have said like 7,000, like I got it documented, 19,400 left, but he just went straight to 20. Out of here. No, you know, ain't nobody seven times a day out of here. Yeah. Hell no. A day? Every day?
Yeah. Okay. Wait, you've done the math on this, Shaq?
I did. I did the math one day, but 1,000 women a year for 20 years? That's what the fuck you did? Who the fuck knows 20,000 people? Nobody.
Bonnie Blue scoffs at those numbers.
Yeah.
There's Lamar Odom, probably.
Rookie numbers.
Hilarious.
I think that'd be three a day, you know? And I'm sure plenty of those were like repeats at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
See it.
How about your girls coming back to the house? Bring your friend too, yeah.
I mean, not only was he tall and incredible shape, but he was a handsome guy. You know, and he's going to stick out in a crowd. It's freaking Will Chamberlain. Dance card's full. Buy coffee in the morning. Three. I'm buying it, Lucius.
You buying it?
Yeah.
He was on Conan O'Brien's show way back in the day when he was alive.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, he was talking about it. Let's see.
Talk about this. Yeah. You made a statement, and this statement's going to follow you around for a while that you slept with 20,000 women. You made that statement.
Yeah, woo!
Yeah.
Well, see? One more right there.
The kind of thing that you say, and then people bring it up later.
Bring it up later on. Especially 20,000
women.
People like you, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Well, it's not just me. Have you seen? There's a clock in Times Square. Take a look at this thing.
Let me see.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I didn't think that.
It's
the dead clock.
But the idea was to say that, you know, sex really rules the world.
Uh-huh.
And that, you know, for men who think that having 1,000 different women is really cool, I have found out, but you have to first find out that having one woman 1,000 different times is what's really happening.
Oh. But how'd you...
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what's happening. Yeah, yeah.
Right on. He found some wisdom on the other
spun
side.
Spun into a positive.
Changing the rules on us.
That sounds really sneaky right
there.
It
took him to get to 20,000 to make that realization.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys believe in that concept of soul bonding? Like your chakras in that area of the body come together and it creates like this bond.
Yes.
And if you overdo that bond, it decreases the power of that muscle. I think that's what he learned.
That's weed.
You might be right, bro.
Good to see. Yeah, Google.
I don't know. That's not like what the little patchouli girls be saying to you anyway.
The chakra bond.
That's what the patchouli girls say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, fam.
Sorry.
Shock and awe.
No, I don't like that. I like it.
Yeah, the chakras, you know, the energy centers. Yeah, there's seven in your body.
Chakra down there. Our energies are connected, you know. Is that why boxers don't, you know, use too much of their chakras before the fight?
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't work for our guy this weekend, right? The UFC guy?
No, unfortunately did not.
They cleaned his clock.
Yeah, Sugar Sean got beat pretty good.
He was flexing about how he had been fat free for, I guess, a year or so. And then he got fapped.
Big dub for the Gooners, though. Big dub for the Gooners right there. Told you.
Yeah.
Told you. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. What else did I see over the weekend on the timeline? Did y'all see the Brazilian nuns go viral?
No, Brazilian nuns.
The Brazilian nuns went viral. They were on the Catholic channel. The nuns were invited to speak about vocation. You know, everybody know what vocation is?
Your job's your job, right?
Okay. I mean, I guess.
I
don't know if there was like a little
your job?
Catholic nun twist to it. That's what I thought, you know. But who knows?
I'll have to work it real quick.
I'm reading about
him
here. Vacations?
Okay, well, anyway, they went viral because one of the nuns got up and started
twerking?
Well, listen, I'll tell you.
No. Yeah.
Vocação.
That's a nun
beatboxing. Yeah.
Back.
Rapaz, que é isso?
Gente, é um show.
One of them started breakdancing. The other one was beatboxing.
Yeah,
it's dope.
Nuns had a whole life before they became nuns out here. They was in these streets at one point.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
incredible.
Using yeah. that for the good now.
Yeah. Spreading the word. People have came up with hip-hop names for these nuns. You want to hear some of these names?
Yes, yes, please.
A Tribe Called Blessed. Oh. Tribe Called Blessed. Nuns, Hugs, and Harmony. Nuns, Hugs, and Harmony. There we go. All right. Nunny by Nature.
There we go. Winner.
Hold on.
Ray Nunn. Ray Nunn, bro. With the breakdancing?
Yeah.
Sly! How about NWA? Nuns with Attitude.
Yes. Well played.
Nun DMC.
Wow.
Nun DMC. Hey! Hey! Oh my God.
Does this work, Machine Nun Kelly?
Machine Nun Kelly?
Or Nunna?
How about Christ Cross?
Oh, there you
is that
go.
A crisscross? Christ Cross?
Yeah. Oh, I like the 254 Sister Act.
Sister Ooh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah. How about this one? Second to None.
Second to None.
Getting a little troop together.
I'm telling you, right? That back to the hotel, Second to None right there, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Two nuns. Little
four
nun.
Bracelets.
Actually, I think that was None Too Deep. Yeah.
Hey.
Hmm. Is this Sly?
Yep. Nice. And his family. His whole family up there, damn near.
Yeah.
We got another one. De La Soul Savers.
Man, De La Soul underrated, too.
Tekashi 6ix9ine. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I like that. Someone says C-Walk stands for Christ Walk now.
There you go.
Like that. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'm going to get on out of here. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll be back tomorrow. Holla, be safe.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. I mean, today it started a little early, but time flies when you're having fun. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll come back for our fifth and final hour of the show. Rangers off tonight, so you do have Fred throwing heat over there in the bullpen already. We look forward to the Fan After Dark coming up at 7 o'clock. Where are we going next, Wolchuk?
All right, let's go ahead and do some bases, shall we? We do indeed have what we learned over the Rangers from the weekend. Friendly fire in a G-Bag Nation. You make the call on this.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tee or MensTeeClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.